I want to read to you tonight from the book of Job, chapter number 34, one verse of scripture, verse 33. Job chapter number 34 and verse number 33. Should it be according to thy mind, he will recompense it. Whether thou refuse or whether thou choose, and not I. Therefore speak what thou knowest. Or speak what you know. Most theologians agree that the book of Job is the oldest book of the Bible, written by Moses. Job said, I wish someone would write my story. And someone did. Moses did it. And Job went through a tremendous trial that lasted approximately 9 months. But Job's life began to turn around when he began to speak what he knew. The only one of Job's friends that were not rebuked by the Lord himself was Elihu. And it was Elihu who spoke to Job and said to Job, Job, you need to speak what you know. You need to speak what you know. And when Job began to speak what he knew, then his life began to turn around. There's an old song that says, I know, I know. There's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm going to shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place called heaven. Someone asked Dr. Billy Graham the question one time, Dr. Graham, what is the most profound thing you have ever learned? And Dr. Graham responded with these words, Jesus loves me, this I know. And someone said, oh, the most profound thing you've ever learned is Jesus loves me. He said, no, this I know. Smith Wigglesworth, that great patriarch of faith, once said, I never tell people what I think. I tell them what I know and let them think for themselves. Someone else said, thinking over knowing will get you in trouble. He that thinketh he leadeth and hath no one to follow is just taking a walk. Someone else said, I know where I'm going. I just don't know how to get there. Someone else said, I choose knowing more than feelings anytime, because knowing will take you through the rough times and feelings will not. A friend of mine, Mark Hankins, once said, nail down what you know and what you don't know won't matter. Nail down what you know and what you don't know won't matter. And so Job's life began to turn around when he began to nail down what he knew. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. He said, I know that thou canst do everything and no thought can be withholden from thee. He said, I know he hangeth the earth upon nothing. I know the pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof. I know he divideth the sea by his power, and by his understanding he smiteth the proud. Job began to nail down what he knew. And I am persuaded tonight that Satan has come to challenge us on what we don't know. I am further a believer in what you don't know really doesn't matter. And we need to quit as a church majoring on what we don't know and start majoring on what we do know. Gene and I earlier this year celebrated our 25th consecutive year of full-time ministry. We started out in 1967, March 12, 1967. And we started out in full-time ministry pulling a 35-foot trailer behind a 1958 Century Buick. And we had gone 15 miles on our way to our first revival in Ringling, Oklahoma. And we got 15 miles down the road and my engine on my car blew up. And we sat beside the road that Saturday afternoon with the engine, with the smoke boiling out from beneath our hood and the devil mocking us saying, you're a dingling to go to Ringling. And I remember that I enjoyed those first years of evangelism, except for the Sunday school classes. I always dreaded going to the Sunday school classes because I was afraid that someone in the Sunday school class was going to ask me a question that I could not answer. They was going to ask me a question I did not know because I was a young evangelist. I was the man that conducted the revival. I was supposed to have all of the answers. I was supposed to know all of the Bible. In fact, I knew more then than I do now. That's a phenomenon. The farther I go, the less I believe I know. And so, in the past 25 years, I have learned that even though I am to study to show myself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, that I do need to know the word and to be a skilled marksman in the word, I have since learned over the past 25 years that it really is not necessary for me to know everything. In fact, there are some things I still don't know about the word. I do not know what Paul's thorn in the flesh was. I've heard many answers, but I really don't know for sure. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to be eating at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And I don't know for sure when Jesus Christ is going to return. There's some things that I do not know. But there are some things that I have nailed down. There are some things I know that I'm not hesitant about or tentative about, but I do know 25 years later that I am saved. You say, well, that's no big deal. Well, I meet Christians all the time that still unsure about their salvation. They've never nailed it down. I know that I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, that I speak in tongues, and the tongues that I speak are given by the Spirit, and I speak them, and they're not tongues from the devil. I know. I know that I've been called to preach the gospel. I know that I've been called to serve as a prophetic voice to churches across this nation. I know that I've been called to lead churches in prayer across America. I know that I've been called to help restore broken men of God. I know. There are some things that I have nailed down. And I trust tonight that you have brought your spiritual hammer because we're going to nail some things down tonight. You know why? because there is an attack of the enemy upon the church. And there are three major spirits in operation against the church of Jesus Christ at this particular moment. You know why three? Because the Bible says two are better than one, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. So the enemy has sent three spirits against the church. One is the spirit of division. Not only dividing people, but trying to divide our minds. Another is the spirit of indecision. People not able to come to a conclusion, to a resolution, to a decision. And the third spirit that I see attacking the church is a spirit of confusion. I have never, ever seen so many Christians today that are indecisive and confused. And here's how it operates. One day you believe you ought to do a certain thing. The next day you're not sure. The next day again you believe you ought to do it, and the next day you don't think you ought to do it. You believe one thing one day concerning a certain situation, and the next day you believe another thing. A total onslaught of confusion against men and women of God now in the church. A spirit of indecision, not being able to come to a decisive conclusion. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that God is not the author of confusion. He is not the author of indecisiveness. I do believe that when we make godly decisions, that they ought to be with much prayer and with much counsel. And they need to be confirmed. Those decisions need to be confirmed. But living always in an aura of indecision is not from God. Always confused about what you should do or what you shouldn't do. Living in that type of realm is not from God. And then people make decisions and the devil comes and torments you about the decision that you made. And that's not from God. Because God does not operate like that. You must understand that you are under attack from the enemy. And if you do not begin to nail down what you know, you're going to subject yourself to all types of spiritual attacks upon your life and your family. And you'll find yourself living in an aura of indecision and an aura of confusion that God did not send to you. And if you wonder why you've been more indecisive the last few weeks or few months, more confused the last few weeks or few months, you must understand it is a spiritual attack upon the church. And 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we're not ignorant of his devices. So we know where the attack is coming from, and the way that we defuse the attack is to begin to nail down what God has said to us in past times. See, this spirit came to Adam and Eve in the garden way back in the book of Genesis, chapter number 3. And the Bible says in Genesis 3:1, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said. Now there's the real catchphrase. Did God really say this to you? Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Did God really tell you that you was not to eat of every tree? Listen to this, how subtle it is. And that's the voice that's really speaking to you. That's why you're confused. That's why you're living in a state of anxiety. That's why some of you have fallen into depression. Because the devil has came and challenged any and everything that God has said to you. Particularly those things that you have not nailed down. Did God really say you're not to eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat. Listen to this. Now she's repeating what God is saying, but listen how subtle the enemy is. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said to the woman, you won't die. At that moment, Eve bought into a spirit of confusion. At that moment, she became indecisive concerning what God had said. She had not nailed it down. And if you do not nail down what you know in your spirit concerning your life, your future, your ministry. Now, if you haven't heard God on it, you can't nail it down. Don't nail it down with your own mind. If you haven't heard that voice of the Holy Spirit speak to you and had it confirmed, you can't nail it down. But if you know God has said it to you and you've not nailed it down, then the enemy will always come to challenge you. He challenged Gene and I 15 miles down the road from Comanche, Oklahoma, on our way to Ringling, Oklahoma. We'd gone 15 miles and we sat by the side of the road where the devil saying, you're a dingling to go to Ringling, saying, were you really called to evangelism? You're going to be challenged on every decision for God that you make in your business, your ministry, your call, whatever it may be. And that subtle devil is going to come and say, did God really say that to you? And if you hesitate, and if you become tentative or passive, and you have not nailed it down, then the enemy is going to come in and he is going to bring a spirit of confusion. And you're going to live all of your life wondering, did I really hear from God? Did I really make the right decision when I did that? All of your life, you're going to be introspective. See, when you get introspective, then you fail to look out on what God is doing for you in the next realm, on the next day, in the next season. And so if you don't nail it down, then it becomes with confusion, indecision, indecisiveness. And once he begins to barrage you with all of his attack, then you'll be afraid to make another decision. Because you say, well, I wasn't sure about that decision. And your whole life then becomes a life of confusion. You live in a total state of confusion. And then the devil begins to torment your mind on all sorts of things. On things that you should have done, shouldn't have done. On things that you're trying to work. And he said, well, you didn't hear from God last time. How are you going to hear from God on this time? And then the enemy just comes in and paralyzes you. Do you understand what I'm saying, church? And it all goes back to not nailing down what you knew. Did God speak? And if he did speak, did you nail it down? Did you declare, this I know? I know. There's no doubt about it. We must be precise, concise, decisive. Eve. Hallelujah. Or else, when the enemy comes and said, did God really say that to you? We'll hesitate. And that's all the enemy's waiting for, is that hesitation. And then he moves in and he says to you, no, God didn't say that to you. You're not going to die. God said you'd die, but you won't die. Did God really tell you to buy that automobile? And when you hesitate, he'll say, oh, he didn't tell you to buy that automobile. You're a fool. Now you're going to suffer for it. Did God really call you to preach? And if you hesitate, then he's going to move in on you and say, God did call you to preach. Did God really call you into business? And if you hesitate, then he's going to say, God didn't call you to do that. Then the spirit of confusion has came upon you. Did God really call you to this church? And if you hesitate, then he's going to say, no, you fool, you made a bad mistake. You're in a radical place here. It's not God that says one thing to you one day and another thing to you another day and another thing to you another day. That is not God. And if we get caught up in that, you know what will, what will then will follow? A tormenting spirit. We open ourselves up to a tormenting spirit when we become indecisive and are not able to nail down what we know. Then the devil comes in and torments us about past decisions and future decisions until we're literally paralyzed. So we must nail down what we know. And when we begin to nail down what we know, then what we don't know won't matter. Do you understand what I'm saying? I believe this is nailed down now. When we here at Calvary Cathedral need to begin to nail down what we know, and you need to get you a sheet of paper, or you need to take a special page in your Bible, and you need to begin to write down, I know, and then complete the sentence. Not only you as an individual, but this church as a corporate body must always be nailing down what you know. I spent 13 weeks praying through what I call a pray-through. We did a pray-through here. The Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas. And during that time, they began to nail down what they knew. They said, we know God has called this church to be a force in the earth, to lead this nation in prayer, to be a house of prayer for all nations. We know there will be a lamp of intercession lit in this house with intercession around the clock. Prayer services will be conducted nightly. Many will come, light their lamps, and return to their churches to intercede. We know this church will be an international house of prayer during the decade of the 90s. We know the family spirit is being restored to this house. We are family. We know this is the season of harvest. We know. Well, that'll wake you up now. We know that we will birth a national prayer center in every nation of this world. We know we will make a successful transition. And they publish it. And they speak it together and they pray it together. They speak it back into their spirit, what they know. I spent 15 weeks at Cathedral of Praise in Oklahoma City in a pray-through. And they began to nail down what they knew. They said, we know this is a season of visions and dreams for this church. We know God is putting a mark of boldness on our church. We know God is giving us the key to our city. We know we will accept the opportunity and the responsibility. We know God is moving us to a new level of praise. We know God is giving us big ears to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. We know this is a house of prayer for Oklahoma City. We know if we can be denied, we will be denied, but we will not be denied. We know that we will pray through until we break through. We know that God is giving us 10,000 people in this city. And they begin to nail it down. They begin to speak it. And I believe every church as a corporate body needs to nail down what you know. Not what you think you know, but what you know. And you as an individual tonight, you must make a proclamation and a declaration before all the powers of darkness and before the God of heaven what you know, or else the enemy will come in and will challenge you and say, did God really say that to you? So I challenge you tonight to begin to nail down what you know. Write it in a book. Jeremiah 30:2. Write it in a book and speak it into your spirit and stand firm and do not vacillate back and forth. Do not hesitate. Do not be tentative. Nail down what you know. Quit majoring on what you don't know. Nail down what you know, and what you don't know really won't matter. Hallelujah. 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 Well, let's stand tonight.